study, Saraji explained about sila. Supporting other beings, supporting other person with good objective, in helping, supporting with material things, or by service, one is protecting, one is helping, supporting others so that they will not be needy. Just as one support others with material things and service, one is also responsible to protect others from being hurt physically and mentally. So one needs to control oneself so that one's physical and verbal behavior will not be wrong. As much one can control oneself, one's bodily action and verbal action will be pure and clean, and one will be removing unwholesomeness. When the characteristics and function of sila, morality, is prominent, then one's physical verbal behavior will be pure and clean. By controlling oneself, being able to control oneself, one is protecting others from being hurt. So it is two at a blow. By controlling oneself, one also protects others from being hurt. In other case, one has compassion, consideration towards others. If one does not like to be hurt, others will also do not like to be hurt. Having consideration, compassion, empathy towards others, one protects others from being hurt, both physically and mentally, and thus one automatically controls oneself. By controlling oneself, others will not be afraid of him or her. So others will be at ease when coming across the person. So in this way, controlling oneself, one is offering special kind of dana, a special offering to others. So controlling oneself, one protects others from being hurt. Others will not be frightened by the person. So the person is said to be doing abhyadana. The person is said to be offering fearlessness to others by controlling oneself, not hurting others. Offering other with material things, with good objective, it is called vattu dana, or in another word, it is also called amisa dana, material offering, offering material things. In order that others will not be afraid of you, in order to keep others comfortable with you, one should control oneself. By controlling oneself, one is said to be doing abhyadana. One is said to be offering fearlessness to others. In the world, if the population of people who do abhyadana, offering fearlessness, then the world will be more peaceful. So one has to offer material things, one has to perform vatu dana, in other words, amisa dana, by offering material things from time to time with good aim and objective. On the other hand, it is also necessary to do abhaya dana, offering fearlessness continuously. So there should be more and more people who are able to give abhaya dana. By giving abhaya dana, it is good foundation. There will be immediate benefits, such as being free from internal enmity, being free from internal enmity. There will also be freedom from fearful danger. So there are two kinds of vera, two kinds of enmity. The first one is akusala vera, enmity in the form of unwholesomeness, and pugala vera, enemy in the form of person or being. Akusala vera, enmity in the form of unwholesomeness. Which are the defilements such as lobha, dosa, greed, hatred, aversion, and also the consciousness associating with these defilements. They are called akusala vera, enmity in the form of unwholesomeness. Akusala vera is the external. Akusala vera is the internal enmity. And pugala vera, enemy in the form of person or being, it is external enemy. So it is more important to have victory on akusala vera, internal enmity, than the pugala vera, the external enemy. In order to have victory on akusala vera, internal enmity, the trainings are prescribed by the Buddha. In order to refrain from gross kind of defilements, one should avoid it. One should prevent these gross defilements by moral shame and moral fear. Having moral shame and moral fear, one refrains oneself from misconduct, and thus vitekama, kilesa, transgressive defilements can be overcome. As much one can refrain from misconduct, the more one can remove vitekama kilesa, transgressive defilements. When one is free from internal enmity, one will also be free from frightening danger, such as attanuvarabhaya, the danger of self-criticism, self-blame, and paranuvarabhaya, the danger of being criticized by the wise. And if one commits wrongdoings, others will take revenge, and one can also be punished by law. It is the third kind of danger, which is dandabhaya. And in the text, there are also mentioned other results of wrongdoings. And as one has bad volition when committing wrongdoings, due to the bad volition, one such bad volition can lead the person to be reborn in lower existences. It is called Dukkhiti Paya, danger of being born in lower existences. So when one is free from enmity, one will also be free from such kind of frightening danger. As a human being, one has the responsibility of a human to control oneself. As much one can control oneself, one will shine with good quality, good virtue, and one will be uplifted. Sila, morality, that one is observing, varies in class according to one's intention, and circumstances. So sila, morality, varies in classes such as high class sila, middle class sila, and low class sila. The factors that determine the class of sila is chanda, citta, viriya, and vimansa. Chanda is the willingness. Citta means firm, a firm mind. Viriya means courage or effort. And vimansa means prudence or reasoning. If one observes sila with less sanda, less willingly, and also the mind is not firm, and less viriya, effort, and vimansa, reasoning is low, then such kind of sila will be hina sila, low class morality. So if one performs sila not in a willingly manner and the mind is not firm, there is not effort or the courage to refrain from unwholesomeness, lack of courage to perform wholesomeness, and one does not have the knowledge that good deeds are pure, clean, tamed, gentle. By lacking reasoning also, one is fulfilling hina sila, low class sila. When observing sila, when one has moderate level of chanda, citta, viriya, and vimansa, then one is observing the middle class sila, majjhima sila. When observing the sila, when one's chanda, when one has strong willingness, and when one has firm mind, with courageous effort, and also with prudence and strong power of reasoning, then it will be panita sila, high class morality. So when one observes sila, it is important that one observes panita sila, one observes in such a way that one's morality will be panita sila, high class morality. In another way, when one observes sila, expecting to gain followers or friends, expecting fame, observing sila, expecting such things, is called hina sila. And when one observes sila, expecting purity of one's body and speech, expecting the results of the sila, one observes majjhima sila, middle class sila. Knowing that observance of sila is good deed that a wise person should practice, the person is practicing panita sila, high class sila. When it is said that when one expects follower yesa, meaning follower, family, friends, it is yesa. And when one wants fame, it is the fame when other praise the person as the one who observes the sila. It is the kind of fame that one expects when one observes sila. So when one expects such kind of benefits, such as having followers, family, friends, and fame, one observes sila, and his or her sila is called hina sila, low class sila. And when one expects good results by observing sila, such as being purification of one's body and mind, and to have good existence, human existence, deva existence, when one expects such things, his or her sila will be majjhima sila, middle class sila. When one observes morality without expecting any benefit, but one observes sila knowing that sila is good deed that a wise person should practice, such kind of sila will be panita sila.
တနည်းအားဖြင့်လည်းပဲငါသာတိရနဲ့ပြည့်စုံသူပဲအခြားခြားသောဤဘိက္ခုတွေကတော့ဤပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တွေကတော့ဒုစီလတိရမဲ့သူတွေပဲ
In another way, by observing sila, when one has the pride, only I can observe sila, other monks, other persons cannot. So in this way, when observing sila, when one has atokansana, praising or thinking highly of oneself, whereas parawambana, criticizing others, looking down on others, one's sila is called hina sila, the low-class sila. Observing sila without such kind of inferior intention, one sila is majjhima sila, the middle-class sila. When one observes sila, aiming for lokottara, aiming for supermundane knowledge, one sila will be panita sila, high class sila. When one observes sila, aiming for supermundane knowledge, idam me silam magapala jnanasa pachayo hotu, then one sila will be Panita Sila, high class Sila. In order that the Sila that the yogis are fulfilling, in order to make it high class Sila, the late Venerable Mahasi Syaraji gave guidance to recite the phrase, Idam me silam magaphala jnana sa pajayo hotu, so that yogis has the aim and objective that the sila that they are observing will be support to attain path and fruition knowledge. Observing sila with the aim and objective of attaining supramundane knowledge, it will be panita sila. Another way, when one observes sila based on tanha, craving for good things in life, such as good standard of life, and to gain material things, one is observing hina sila, low class sila. Practicing sila so as to be free from the suffering of these existences, it is majjhima sila, middle class sila. The kind of sila one observes aiming for freeing all other beings, it is the best kind of sila, which is called parami sila, sila in the form of perfection. Such kind of sila are observed by Buddha to be. Ordinary people can also take the example of Buddha to be in practicing sila so that one sila will be paramita sila, precept in the form of perfection. When performing wholesome deeds such as dana or sila, one should not be expecting personal gains, which has no guarantee. When one develops wholesomeness, one should have metta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion towards others, wishing others to be well and happy, and one should not expect personal gain, which has no guarantee. When performing wholesome deeds, what one can expect is one should aim for the kind of happiness that has guarantee. One should only expect, or one should only aim for the kind of benefit, the kind of goal that has a guarantee. So having the goal, having the aim, which has a guarantee, one is said to be parama, one is said to be a high person who only aims for the goal that has a guarantee. And such kind of sila will be paramita sila, morality in the form of perfection. People who are not matured cannot perform the kind of sila that is high and noble as they are expecting for gain, worldly gains. So some people, they observe sila, morality, they keep the precepts, expecting personal gain, worldly gain, and fame. That's why such kind of person's sila will not be paramita sila, it will not be perfection kind of morality. So it is said that paramita sila, morality in the form of perfection, does not concern with inferior people with inferior intentions. When one observes sila, one should have the aim and objective of being free from the suffering of assistances. One should have metta and karuna, loving kindness and compassion towards others. One should practice sila, morality, so that other beings will also be free from suffering of assistances. And such kind of sila is called panita sila, high class sila. So one should practice as much as one can so that one's morality will be high class sila. So based on the intention of the person who practices the sila varies in classes such as hina, majjhima, and panita, low class sila, middle class sila, and high class sila. When one fulfills sila, morality, it can be the cause to be endowed with the virtue of kalyana mitta, true companion. Being endowed with sila, one's physical, verbal, mental behavior will be pure, clean, gentle. And the benefit of being endowed with sila, morality, is that one is loved by beings, human, deva, brahma, even the animals. So one will be loved by beings as a result of being endowed with sila, morality. When one is endowed with morality, when one is endowed with sila, one does not have to deliberately make others love him or her. Having good sila, one does not have to convince others to love the person by giving things or by giving sweet talks. But as a result of observing, fulfilling sila, due to his good morality, due to his or her good morality, the person will be loved automatically by the beings as a result of his or her sila. Guru, which is another quality, another virtue of a good companion. Guru means being respected, honored, revered. It is another virtue of a good companion. Bhavaniya, the third virtue, the third quality. Others interest, other becomes interested in the person. Especially others develop metta, loving kindness towards the person. It is the virtue bhavaniya. And jodaka, meaning the person who is endowed with sila, will point out other people's mistakes and wrongdoings in a constructive manner. And papa garahi, meaning the person condemns inferiority. When the person endowed with sila, morality, his or her physical, verbal behavior is pure, clean, and gentle as a result of practicing sila. One cherishes the sila for himself, herself, as well as convincing others to fulfill sila. Just as one is endowed with sila, one also wants others to be endowed with sila, and when one sees other people's mistakes, wrongdoings, and shortcomings, the person condemns these inferiority, and then guides the other so that others will be on the right path. So in this way, one points out other people's wrongdoings in a constructive manner. Vada is another quality of a good companion. One corrects or one gives guidance and admonition in a good way, correct way, vata. And vachanakama, meaning that the person is willing to accept when other people criticize him or her of his or her shortcoming or weaknesses. So the person is willing to accept other people's criticism of his or her weakness. The person invites other person, please feel free to let me know of my weakness. So in this way, a person who is endowed with sila, morality, will have quality or the virtues of a good companion as a result of being endowed with sila. If one has not observed sila, one should initiate in developing sila. And the sila that one has practiced, one should practice so as to develop, cultivate the sila, so that sila will become from small to big, from tender to ripe, so that sila morality will gain momentum. When developing sila, one should practice continuously in observing sila as well. If one is not continuous in observing sila, then there will be a gap, a void in between, and there will be pamada, failure, negligence, heedlessness. So one should develop sila continuously without any gaps, without any voids in between. One should practice so that there will not be pamada, negligence, or failure. So this is how pamada, negligence, can arise concerning with sila. At one time, one deva came to the Buddha and asked question, Kensu yava jara sadhu, meaning what is good till old age. And Buddha replied, Silam yava jara sadhu, meaning that sila, morality, is good till old age. So sila is good on all stages of age, all stages of life. Sila is good on young person, middle-aged person, and old person, regardless of one's age. But the outfit and clothes, there are certain code in dressing up. Some kind of clothes, certain clothes, are good on young people. The clothes that the teenager wears, if it is worn by old folks, then it will be awkward to see the old folk in teenager's clothes. And other people might criticize this old man, old woman. Oh, what is going wrong with him or her? Is he, she going senile or so on? But sila, morality, is good for everyone. It fits everyone from the childhood, middle age, till old age. And nobody will criticize that sila does not fit the children or the kids. But sila fits everyone. Sila is good on everyone, young person, middle-aged person, and old-aged person. So that's why Buddha replied, sila, morality, is good till old. So one should observe sila so that one sila will not be broken, withered, or tarnished. One should practice sila so that there will not be negligence or failure. One should practice sila continuously so that sila will not be broken, withered, or tarnished. Failing to observe sila continuously, if one breaks or withers or tarnishes the sila, then there will be pamada, negligence, failure, heedlessness. So by this much, yogis now understand pamada, negligence, concerning with sila. And Saraji will stop here and will continue to explain the next day. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.